Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. If you own a business or are thinking about starting one, you're in excellent company. At the last count, there are 32.5 million small businesses in the United States. This is the number reported by the Small Business Administration at the end of December 2021. These small businesses have 61.2 million employees. Small businesses are defined as businesses with fewer than 500 employees. Small businesses account for 99.7% of all business in the United States. When you take a closer look, 78.1% of those small businesses have less than 10 employees. Looking at small businesses on a state-by-state level, you can see that communities across the nation rely on small businesses for jobs, goods, services, and general economic well-being. Thanks to agencies like the Small Business Administration, the U.S. Census Bureau, and the National Small Business Association, there are a lot of small business statistics available. These stats include small businesses' role in the economy, to their failure rates, to the challenges of finding business loans. I've gathered some small business statistics that I think you'll want to know. With these stats, you may be better able to run your business or understand the businesses that keep the economy running. So, first off, how often do small businesses fail? Running a business is hard work. Most business owners know that they have to deal with financing, managing, and promoting their products or service to their target market on any given day, among other things. External challenges that come every day add up to the fatigue of keeping the business alive. About two-thirds of businesses survive 2 years in business. By the fifth year, only half of all businesses will have survived, and one-third will survive 10 years. By year 15, only one out of four firms is still operating. The longer a company has been in business, the more likely it is to stay in business. It's those first few years that are the hardest. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also track business survival across industries. Based on their tracking, they concluded that these statistics are pretty consistent regardless of the industry. Which leads us to our next statistic. That thing you hear about restaurants being incredibly risky? It's not really true. You might have heard that restaurants are particularly risky and almost destined to fail. One statistic thrown around often is that 60% of restaurants close within a year of their opening. This is especially easy to believe because it seems to be supported by personal anecdotes. How often do restaurants seem to open and close in your neighborhood? But according to a paper published in 2005, the 60% figure applies to the first 3 years of the business, not year one. According to SBA, it's more like 20% for the first year, which is the rate that all new businesses fail. The craziest part? One of the most significant reasons for high restaurant failure rates is the lack of startup capital. Banks will often refuse to lend to restaurants because they're too risky. This creates a vicious cycle in which restaurants can fail simply because they weren't able to obtain enough startup financing to become profitable. Luckily, alternative lenders are happy to lend to restaurant owners. And this leads to the next statistic. What's the most frequent reason for small business failure? According to a U.S. bank study, a whopping 82% of businesses that failed cited cash flow problems as a factor in their failure. Remember, cash flow doesn't just mean the amounts of money that are coming in and out. You have to take timing into account, too. If your business is based on an invoicing system, you could have a cash flow problem. If your invoices aren't paid until after your loan payments are due, you most likely will end up with a cash flow problem. Seasonal businesses like landscaping companies can also run into this problem. Their money doesn't flow in until summer, so they wind up scraping by in other seasons. It's important to budget. You need to prepare and analyze cash flow statements to make sure you're keeping on top of it. Hiring a bookkeeper, using cloud-based software like QuickBooks, and enlisting a certified public accountant can also help to keep your cash flow in check. It's one thing to hit the ground running as a small business owner, but it's quite another to master the art of business management. Only 40% of small firms are successful or make money after all expenses are deducted. Many small businesses take out loans to boost sales. According to Small Business Data, 21% of them are in debt between $25,000 and $100,000, while 17% are in debt between $1 and $25,000. What are the biggest challenges of running a small business, according to small business owners? Economic uncertainty, the cost of health insurance benefits, and a decline in customer spending, with regulatory burdens almost tying for that third spot. This is according to a National Small Business Association, the NSBA, survey of small businesses. Still, most business owners are pretty optimistic. 75% say that they are confident in their own business, which is an improvement from last year. What about getting financing? To start up a new business or expand an existing one, small business owners need access to funds to keep their firm running. However, as most small business owners know, getting the funds is not an easy thing. 27% of businesses surveyed by the NSBA claim that they weren't able to receive the business funding they needed. For those 1 in 4 businesses, the most frequent primary impact that a lack of funding had was preventing them from growing their business, especially for women and minority-owned businesses. It also sometimes left them unable to finance sales and forced them to lay off employees. How much startup capital do most small businesses need? The amount of capital required to establish a business is determined by the size of the company. But, depending upon who you ask, you'll get different answers. According to the SBA, you will need $3,000 to start a micro business. If you started a home-based franchise business, the amount is between $2,000 and $5,000. According to Wells Fargo Small Business Index, $10,000 is the average amount of startup capital required by a small business owner. But the Kaufman Firm survey suggests that the figure is more like $80,000. How much will it cost to start your business will depend on what type of business you're starting. Your business costs depend on your business needs. If you're starting an online or at-home business, your costs will be lower than if you were starting a retail business requiring physical space to sell items. A good functional rule to base your needs on is to have enough money to cover your fixed costs for 6 months. Fixed costs include things like rent, monthly software charges, and employee salaries. So where does financing usually come from? According to the SBA, business loans, business credit cards, and lines of credit account for about 3/4 of financing for new firms. But personal investment from the owner or the owner's family and friends can also play a significant role. Entrepreneurs who own a home are 10% more likely to start a business than entrepreneurs who don't, even after factoring in for education, family income, and initial employment status. Real estate can be an invaluable asset for business owners because it can act as a form of collateral when they're looking to secure certain small business loans. Of course, you certainly don't need to own a home, or if you do, you don't need to put it up for collateral in order to receive financing. There are plenty of unsecured loans that don't require any collateral at all. So what's the approval rating for small business loans? Trick question. It depends completely on the type of loan. Let's start with the example of the SBA 7A loan, which is a great option for small business owners with stellar credit, and it's the most popular type of SBA loan. Their low interest rates and long repayment terms come with a fairly low approval rate, which requires excellent credit, among other conditions. The SBA's published statistics for fiscal year 2021 break down as follows. Nearly 52,000 7A loans worth more than $36.5 billion were provided to small businesses. Lenders reported that minority business owners received nearly $11 billion in 7A loans, or 30% of the SBA's total 7A portfolio. The stats also show that women-owned businesses received nearly $5 billion in fiscal year 2021, with veteran-owned businesses receiving $1.2 billion. And here's a little bonus statistic. In 2021, the average SBA 7A loan size was $417,316. Working with authorized certified development companies, CDCs, the SBA's 504 program delivered 9,600 loans worth more than $8.2 billion to small businesses, fully exhausting their funding authority for the first time in the program's history. Minority business owners received nearly $1.9 billion in loans, 23% of the total 504 portfolio. In fiscal year 2021, the program also provided over $712 million in lending to women-owned businesses and increased its support of rural small businesses by nearly 33%. And finally, $71.8 million in microloan funding went to nearly 4,400 small businesses. 41% of those loans went to underserved communities, including Hispanic-owned and Black-owned small businesses. Microloans provide up to $50,000 to help small businesses start up and expand. What about non-SBA loans? Biz2Credit's Small Business Lending Indexes have found that institutional leaders, like pension funds and insurance companies, for instance, consistently have the highest small business lending approval rates. They hover around 66%. Other small business lending entities aren't far behind. Alternative lenders have a 56.8% approval rate. Small banks have a 50.1% approval rate. Credit unions have a 39.9% approval rate. And big banks have a 27.7% approval rate. So how long does it take to receive financing after your loan's been approved? There's a direct correlation between time to funding and funded loan amount, which means that the longer you can wait to receive financing, the higher your loan amount will likely be. This extra time will give you the opportunity to provide more information and put together a stronger application. The more desirable but harder to obtain financing options like SBA loans also take longer than short-term loans, which could end up in your bank account in a matter of days. For a short-term loan, the average time to funding was fewer than 10 days, whereas for an SBA loan, it was more like a month and a half. Since I'm talking about getting a loan, I should also talk about credit scores. What goes into a credit score anyway? Credit scores are extremely important to your business, both your personal credit score and your business credit score. They'll be one of the major factors in deciding whether or not a lender approves your application for financing, and if they do, at what rates and term. For a FICO score, which is the most well-known credit score, five factors are taken into account. Payment history is 35% of it. Have you paid your bills on time in the past? And if not, how late were they? A single late payment can drop an excellent credit score by 100 points. Credit utilization is 30%. This refers to the amount of credit you use as a percentage of the credit that's offered to you. Age of credit history is 15%. How long have you been a borrower? New credit is 10%. This means both to the number of credit cards or loans that you have applied for recently, as well as inquiries into your credit score. And credit mix accounts for 10%, the different types of credit that make up your credit history, like phone bills, utilities, mortgage, and lines of credit. Now, with all of this, how important are small businesses? They're pretty important, as you can tell from the numbers I've been quoting. Small businesses have consistently played a major role in economic growth because they create so many jobs, many more than large businesses. In 2017, small businesses accounted for 99.7% of all U.S. businesses. Today, it makes up nearly half of the employment in the U.S. private sector. Small businesses create 1.5 million jobs every year. Small businesses created 10.5 million net new jobs between 2000 and 2019, accounting for 65.1% of net new jobs created since 2000. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Business Employment Dynamics Report. According to the Census Bureau's 2019 Annual Business Survey, about 19.9% of all businesses were owned by women. Of the nearly 1.1 million women-owned businesses, roughly 92% had fewer than 20 employees. When you spend $100 at a small business, 48% stays in the community, according to the Small Business Administration. Spend the same $100 at a big box store or national retailer, and only $14 stays. In a May 2020 survey commissioned by NerdWallet and conducted by the Harris Poll, 37% of Americans said they made more of an effort to support local businesses as a result of the pandemic. Deal hunting isn't the only priority for shoppers. In a November 2020 survey by Union Bank, 72% of Americans said supporting small businesses was more important than getting a best deal. Plus, 43% said they were willing to spend $20 more on an item to support a small or local business. Let's move on to taxes and legal structure statistics. What's the most common type of legal structure for a small business? According to the SBA, business structure popularity varies based on how many, if any, employees you have. The majority, 86.4% of non-employer businesses, structure as a sole proprietorship. Keep in mind that you could also be a sole proprietor with employees. 2% of small businesses are partnerships. S-corps make up the majority, 47.3% of small businesses. Although the definition of small employer varies by industry, small employers are generally businesses with 500 employees or less. However, some companies can have up to 1,500 employees and still be considered small, according to the SBA. 35% of small businesses are structured as an LLC, a limited liability company. When it comes to large employers, the majority structure as corporations, 75.9%. Using the SBA size standards, large employer classifications depends on the industry. What tax rate does a business normally pay? Your business entity determines which form you'll use to file your federal tax return and how much you owe the IRS. C corporations have paid federal income taxes at a flat rate of 21% since 2018 as a result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Prior to 2018, C corps paid taxes on a tiered structure, with rates ranging from 15 to 35%. Only about 5% of businesses in the U.S. are C corporations. Pass-through entities include sole proprietorships, partnerships, S-corporations, and LLCs that have not elected to be taxed like a C-corp. Roughly 95% of businesses in the U.S. are pass-through entities. The term pass-through stems from the fact that the business doesn't pay federal income taxes directly. Instead, business income and losses pass through to the owners and members who pay taxes on business profits via their individual income tax returns. On individual tax returns, business income is taxed at the same rate as other ordinary income, such as wages from a job or interest earned from a savings account. Businesses structured as LLCs are unusual in that they have several options for how they're taxed. The IRS may tax an LLC as a sole proprietorship or a partnership, depending upon how many people own the business. An LLC may also elect to be taxed as an S-corp. In addition, LLC owners may choose for the business to be taxed as a C-corp, meaning profits are taxed at the corporate rate rather than the owner's individual rates. This can be beneficial if the owners keep a substantial amount of profit in the business rather than paying them out as dividends. Retained earnings aren't subject to double taxation the way dividends are. It can also allow LLC members to benefit from tax advantage fringe benefits and stock options. While tech unicorns with billion-dollar valuations might jump to mind when you think of startups, all of them started out as a small business with under 250 employees. So let me give you some startup failure and success statistics that are interesting. What's the most common reason a startup fails? A startup can fail for a number of reasons, from hiring the wrong people to marketing poorly. Despite the many potential causes of failure, 42% of startups fail because of a lack of market need. By attempting to solve the wrong problem, which the market doesn't require, startups waste their time and capital. Another primary reason why startups fail is a lack of funding or working capital. In most instances, a business owner is intimately aware of how much money is needed to keep operations running on a day-to-day basis. However, owners of failing companies are less in tune with how much revenue is generated by sales and products or services. This disconnect leads to funding shortfalls that can quickly put a small business out of operation. Another common reason startup businesses fail is a lack of business acumen on the part of the management team or business owner. In some instances, a business owner is the only senior level person within a company, especially when a business is in its first year or two of operation. The fourth most common reason a startup business fails is no business plan. A business plan is the business's strategy. It details the business niche and target market, the marketing plan, financial projections, staffing, and the features of the business's product or services. It's the business plan that provides the strategies needed to move the business from where it is today to where it wants to be. If you don't have a plan to follow, your chances of achieving success are greatly diminished. Plans have a way of becoming reality. You're probably asking yourself, what's the best age to fund a successful startup? The idea of a successful startup founder might conjure up the image of college-age Mark Zuckerberg in a sweatshirt and jeans. But the most successful entrepreneurs are more likely to be a couple of decades older. According to a study by two MIT professors and the U.S. Census Bureau, a 40-year-old is 2.5 times as likely to found a successful startup as a person who is 25. Part of this success is tied to the years of experience an older founder may have in an industry prior to branching out with their own entrepreneurial pursuit. So what is the breakdown of small businesses in the United States? 73% of small business owners are men. Men make up more than half of small business owners in the United States. Small business statistics show that people who identify as women make up just 25% of small business owners. Women own a majority of home-based businesses. Women are more likely than men to own businesses that operate from home. Statistics show that women run about 3/4 of all home-based businesses. More stats show that home-based businesses account for 58.2% of all small businesses owned by women. 71% of business owners are white. White people mostly dominate small companies, brands, and firms in the United States. The difference is so vast that the second ethnic group that comes close is the Asian Pacific Islanders at 11%. Black, African American, and Hispanic Latinos followed at 7% and 6% respectively. The majority of business owners are only educated to the high school level. Statistics show that most business owners are educated to just the high school level, making up an impressive 33%. Owners with a bachelor's degree followed at 29%. Associate degrees and master's degrees came in at 18% and 16%, respectively, and doctorates was last at 4%. Millennials are 188% more likely to create a business as a side hustle. Compared to the baby boomers, millennials' small businesses are usually a side job as an extra source of income. This is thanks to advanced technology that makes it easy to run your business activities from home. New business statistics revealed that millennials are 48% more likely to have created their business from an idea they are passionate about when compared to baby boomers. Statistics show that non-employer businesses contributed to 76.2% of businesses in the United States. Retail and business services account for 13% in shares. Small business statistics from 2020 reveal that retail and business services are the most popular categories as they are tied for the number one spot. The construction and contracting industry immediately followed at 12%. Other sectors such as food, restaurant, residential, and commercial accounted for 9% of the total share each. Small businesses with 50 or fewer employees accounted for 98.6% of all retail firms. Small businesses also hire 39.8% of all employees involved in retail. The average monthly revenue from retail firms is $22,341. These firms have an average gross margin of 51%, and the owners tend to reinvest in large local chains when they earn their profits. Franchise small businesses employ 8 million people. Franchises form a significant part of the economy that helps curb the unemployment rate in the United States. Statistics show that franchise small businesses represent 40% of the total retail jobs in the United States. And small businesses make up 98.6% of all manufacturing companies. small businesses dominate the manufacturing industry, and the majority of them have no employees. Statistics show that just over 355,000 manufacturing companies have no employees. Just under 188,000 companies have 1 to 20 employees. Just over 60,000 companies have 21 to 499 employees, while 3,100 plus have more than 500 employees. Familiarity with business statistics is helpful for business owners, especially those just starting out, to understand what they should expect for the day-to-day running of their business. The more informed you are, the better, especially when applying for a loan. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a business topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may let me know at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.